Learn about the history of the Urban League and the Young Professional Committee, the activities of each of the groups, and how you can get involved. Again, that's the new member orientation for the Urban League of Portland Young Professionals, Monday, January 22nd at 5 p.m. in the Community Room at the Kennedy School, 5736 Northeast 33rd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, it's 9:59, and here's what we have coming up for the rest of the morning here at KBOO. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, and then at 11 o'clock, The Food Show with host Chris Siegel. Please stay tuned to KBOO for all this and much more coming up, and remember that KBOO keeps you informed, and you can be an owner down here if you go to kboo.fm and click where it says Donate. You can become a member and join us in your efforts to defeat the really disgusting paradigm that's happening here. Let's listen to a little music before Air Cascadia. Thank you.
morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. You're listening to KBOO Portland, Community, Sanctuary, Solidarity at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the air. So if Elon Musk really loved us, he would. Why wouldn't he put Donald Trump in a rocket and send him off to the future on Mars? Because Trump on Mars is probably the only way that we will have any sort of future at all at this point. All the rest of it's funny. The threat of a government shutdown. Threat of a government shutdown? In Hawaii, people are still trying to crawl out from under the wreckage of their lives when they thought they had 15 minutes to live. And they ransacked the house, took every substance they could lay their hands on, and then dashed next door and banged the neighbor. That's going to take some explaining. You can't make people think they've got 15 minutes to live and then just walk away. That said, we all very likely are living under those are the terms and conditions of our lives right now. That's where Donald Trump's bargaining skills have taken us. So all the rest of it, the threat of a government shutdown, is nothing compared to the threat of a planetary shutdown. And wherever one might flee the conditions in one's home country, it won't really matter if we all have the same goal of attempting to survive. What nobody talks about at all is the aftermath. It's only we're going to eliminate the threat of North Korea. We're going to bomb them. Then they're going to bomb us. And we're going to bomb them some more. Without talking about nuclear winter, here's the deal. Anyone who will be able and willing, for that matter, to attempt to explain the situation would have an audience, delivering their explanation to an audience that is blissfully ignorant of even the most basic fundamentals of science. So nuclear winter is what people say. Well, it's very cold in Florida right now. It's just like, that's not what we mean. Nuclear winter is something very different. And the fact too that fallout falls on all of us, whether we are North Koreans marching in lockstep and annoying Donald Trump, whether we live in a war-ravaged country, we're just trying to make some sort of lives for ourselves and our family. None of that matters. None of it. The only thing that matters right now, all the rest of it will be a picnic if the threat of nuclear weapons is not resolved here and now. We've never been closer. We've never been closer to the brink. In fact, we're in free fall. After the unspeakable event, it's almost for Hawaii. It would have been almost worse if there was a missile strike. I think we're able to realize what kind of results you get when you announce an incoming and leave people to work out how they're going to deal with that themselves. And that said, we've got a little bit of incoming weather today. We've got rain later in the day mainly, and it could bucket down sometime early to mid-afternoon. Highs around 52 during the day. Wind building up, and tonight lows around 44 and south wind 13 to 16 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, which means at my place it'll be 30 miles per hour. And everything that I replaced on the weekend will be flying past me, clipping me in the head as it goes. For tomorrow, showers, highs near 48. And tomorrow night, overcast skies and a low around 40. So there are things still going on, and we should probably interpret those things as smoke from a small spark that could grow into a conflagration. Pretty much what it looks like, the news that we have as news which has been collectively vetted and declared safe for the general public to have a look at, and the things that we really like to see aren't released anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, and it's not a matter of digging and being a clever little scout and upending the truth. There isn't no truth to upend, and B, if they had it, they wouldn't upend it for us. So a lot of this stuff, though important in and of itself, it's funny, most of the news that we are permitted to know about is news that would make sense in a world that was not governed by the terror and chaos and last-ditch, last-minute efforts to forestall a nuclear war. That's basically where we're at. If you look at the news, it does make sense in a time and a place that are definitely not here and now. It's for people living in a different world, and the hope being that out of these fragments of news that are released to us, that we will imagine ourselves to that different world that is right now out of our grasp. It's not something that we're likely to attain, certainly not in this lifetime, however brief, bright, and deadly that lifetime might be. That said, yesterday, the Senate cleared the path for Congress to extend the National Security Agency's warrantless surveillance program for 6 years. Not much has changed. The Senate rejected bipartisan calls to first vote on amendments that would have imposed significant new privacy protections. The bill passed last week in the House, which first rejected an amendment that would have required government officials to get warrants in most instances to search Americans' messages in the program's repository. The vote centered on a law known as, wait for it, da-da-da, Section 702. At this point, the ultimate adjudicant as far as surveillance is concerned is Donald Trump himself. How much of this stuff he actually understands is questionable. Maybe when he sees a TV program about it, things will sort of clarify. We were hoping to have Thomas Drake on today. He's a NSA whistleblower who... after taking great risks and putting himself and his family in a very vulnerable situation, instead of being what he should have been, rewarded for his efforts on behalf of his country, Thomas Drake was basically smashed into a small stain on the tarmac and found himself working in a Radio Shack, which of course went out of business too. I believe it was a Radio Shack somewhere in Maryland. And we're hoping to get him on because he does know whereof he speaks when it comes to the NSA and surveillance of the public in general. That doesn't look like it's in the show today. Grey Wolves, bringing it all back home. Apex predators are back, documented on Oregon's Mount Hood. And wolves are valuable to us in many ways, not just because they look cute on calendars, but if that works, if that keeps them alive, then go ahead. Keep turning out the calendars and let the apex predators take care of themselves. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thank you, Tammy. Derek Crooks is IAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Flashpoints. We'll speak with Professor Vijay Prashad about the ongoing brutal ethnic cleansing in Rohingya, Myanmar, and the deadly role